This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
I'm Greg Gutfeld.
I'm Martha McCallum.
I'm Brett Baer, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Wednesday, October 19th, 2022. I'm Eben Brown. A war between the West and Russia, a nuclear one at that, is greatly feared. And for many who remember, it feels like the time the Soviet Union parked nuclear missiles in Cuba. And some experts say we should be looking for the same resolution.
Something like that is going to have to happen today, so that we make sure that we don't continue to escalate toward a direct U.S.-Russian conflict.
This is the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
We're still waiting to hear that Russia has given up fighting in Ukraine, but it likely won't happen. And because of that, U.S. leaders say publicly they fear the threat between Russia and the West, the nuclear threat, has never been more real, and that while the U.S. is aiding an invaded Ukraine, the Russians don't see it the same way.
Well, the Russians recognize that this war of attrition wasn't going to work, that they were going to have to commit themselves to upping their manpower significantly.
George Beebe has worked as an analyst on Russian affairs for the Central Intelligence Agency. He is now an expert in grand strategy at the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft.
Then the Ukrainians attacked the bridge that Russia built to connect the Crimean Peninsula that it annexed in 2014 with Russia proper. And that has resulted in yet another escalation on the Russian part. And they're now attacking Ukraine's energy infrastructure in quite a massive way. And I think the Russians' hope is that by attacking this energy and fuel infrastructure, that Ukraine will have a great deal of difficulty actually bringing American and European military supplies from the West to the front lines in the East, and that this will serve to allow the Russians to win this war over time. So we've gone through several escalations in this war, and we're now getting to the point where I think it's becoming acutely dangerous that we could wind up in a direct military confrontation between the United States and Russia. And that obviously has quite grave implications.
And I think that had been the fear of so many this whole year watching this unfold, that the United States is sort of involved, even though it's not involved, in terms of providing money and providing arms to the Ukrainians. But now we have a Russia that seems to be ratcheting up its rhetoric, ratcheting up its violence. And the concern, of course, is nuclear weapons, that this is the big, scary boogeyman, and for good reason. And the president himself, President Biden, had said, although perhaps maybe he might take that back now, saying that we are closer to Armageddon than we've ever been since the Cuban Missile Crisis some 60 years ago. As someone who has made a living trying to prevent something like that from happening, would you say that we are closer than ever to that kind of conflict? I mean, that is a very scary thing to have to contemplate.
Well, yeah, I think we are. That doesn't mean that it's likely that that's going to happen. I still think there are a number of escalatory steps that are likely to happen first before we really get to that level. But I think the president is right. If events continue on their present trajectory, we are headed toward a direct U.S.-Russian military confrontation. And when you think about that prospect, it inevitably involves the possibility of nuclear use. And that can either be accidental, and the longer this war goes on, the greater the chances are that somebody miscalculates, or it could be intentional. And that raises the prospect that President John Kennedy warned about after the Cuban Missile Crisis, when he said that the great lesson of that event was that the leaders of nuclear superpowers should not put each other in a position where they are forced to choose between humiliation and nuclear war. And I think it's very much in our interest that we not allow events to proceed to that kind of problem. And that means, I think, that we're going to have to be thinking hard right now about how this war ends and how we reach some sort of diplomatic resolution.
And what does a diplomatic resolution look like? At some point, someone has to give somewhere, whether it is the Ukrainians giving up some territory, whether it is the Russians admitting they were wrong and willfully retreating and trying to do some kind of make good to Ukraine in terms of rebuilding or compensating. What does it mean for the United States? The art of negotiating means everyone sort of gets a little bit of something. No one ever gets everything that they want. How does that play out in this type of scenario when the Russians, at least the Russian leadership, mainly Vladimir Putin, seems hell-bent on conquering Ukraine? The Ukrainians seem to be very willing to die instead of being conquered. And here we are, the United States, funneling hundreds of millions of dollars into a war that's not ending.
Well, if you look at this war as a conflict between Ukraine and Russia over territory, this becomes quite problematic to solve because that's essentially a zero-sum contest.
Right.
One side winds up with more territory, one side winds up with less. You could split the difference 50-50, but that is one where finding a way to compromise when each side still believes that if it just puts a little bit more effort into it, it can prevail, that's very problematic. But there's another dimension to this war that's quite important. In fact, I think it's central, and that's the relationship between Russia and the United States and a contest over what you might call red lines, where the boundaries are drawn between what's acceptable and what isn't in that U.S.-Russian relationship. And I think that is actually central to this conflict, and that's something that the United States has an awful lot of say over. And it's also something that can't be resolved between Russia and Ukraine. It has to be addressed directly between Washington and Moscow. And this was ultimately what the Cuban Missile Crisis was about as well, and how it was resolved. And back then, we compromised. We agreed that there were red lines there that both sides weren't going to cross. And for Russia, for the Soviet Union back then, that red line was, you know, you're not going to put nuclear forces that close to American territory. And the Americans, of course, also conceded. We agreed that we were not going to put American nuclear weapons in Turkey and Italy close to Soviet territory. So there was a mutual agreement on some self-restraint, some boundaries that we both agreed to abide by. And I think something like that is going to happen today so that we make sure that we don't continue to escalate toward a direct U.S.-Russian conflict. right now, the United States isn't actually willing to talk about that with Russia. I think that's going to have to change.
We're speaking with George Beebe. He's a former Russia analyst for the Central Intelligence Agency. He's now with the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft on where the Russian war in Ukraine goes from here. On the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition, we'll have more with George Beebe straight ahead. And what about the other side of things? Does Russia want peace? Now, they may want assurances that NATO is not encroaching on their geopolitical sphere of influence. They're part of the world, and that may or may not be understandable. But there was at least, I think, with the resolution of the Cuban Missile Crisis, there was a desire on both sides to say, look, we really do not want nuclear war. Would Putin really be of that same mindset, or is he looking to expand? And again, not necessarily just the land of Russia, but the sphere of Russia, its influence, its power.
Well, what's funny about this situation, not in a humorous sense, but a tragic sense, really, is that the Russians think they're playing defense. We also think we're playing defense, right? We're defending the Ukrainians against invasion. The Russians think they're playing defense in that they think that they're defending the Russian Federation from a threat that they believe threatens their survival, in the possibility of an active American military presence in Ukraine threatening Russia. So the only way you're going to address that is by finding a way for the U.S. and Russia to compromise in a way that allows both sides to address their security concerns. Now, do the Russians want a nuclear war? I don't believe they do. I do believe that they want to find a way out of this that precludes a direct conflict between Russia and the United States. I think they recognize that would be a disaster for them. It would also be a disaster for us. So I do believe that there is a way out of this, should we be willing to engage. Now, that will require a compromise, just like the Cuban Missile Crisis required a compromise. There's not going to be a win-lose scenario here where one side gets everything it wants and the other side gets none of it. That's not possible in the nuclear era. It may have been possible, prior to 1945. It's not anymore, not when you're dealing with a nuclear superpower. So that's a reality that I think we're going to have to come to grips with.
George Beebe, former CIA Russian analyst, now with the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. Thank you so much for being with us on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. Stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com.
I'm Dana Perino. This week on Perino on Politics, I'm joined by founder and executive director of Power the Future, Daniel Turner, for a look at how we can advocate for a cleaner earth while strengthening U.S. energy independence. Available now on foxnewspodcasts.com.